All praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my beloved brothers, who by His infinite grace and mercy has blessed us with the wealth of Iman. May Allah Pak keep us with Iman. May Allah Pak take us with Iman. And on the day of Qiyamah, may Allah Pak resurrect us in the condition of Iman. All praise and thanks is also due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my beloved brothers, who has made us in the ummah of His most beloved Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved brothers, Allah Pak has sent us in this world for a very, very short time. Whoever came in this world has only come to go away from this world. Nobody has come onto this earth to remain on this earth. This life, my beloved brothers, is not actually life. This life is only in preparation for a life. If this life is spent correctly, the akhirat will follow suit. If this life is spent incorrectly, the akhirat will be the similar one. Our entire effort on this face of this earth, my beloved brothers, is not to the end of this world, but actually, my beloved brothers, it is beyond the end of this world. The real place is akhirat, my beloved. This world is temporary. Many people say, my beloved brothers, let's do the work of deen slowly, 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 step by step. A baby can't start walking, it starts crawling. My beloved brothers, it's true if we say it, if we start from the date of birth, but unfortunately or less fortunately, but less fortunately, my beloved brothers, we have to start from the date of death. Nobody knows when he's going. Young and old, rich and poor, black and white men. Allah forgive us, my beloved brothers, every second, every moment, we have to see, my beloved brothers, what are we preparing for? What are we hoping on? What are we depending on? What are we desiring? Beloved friends and elders, a person will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar, his entire life was spent earning, earning, earning. His life was spent to look after the needs of himself and to plan for the future of his children. Like everybody says, we've got to leave something, we've got to leave something. Our worry is this, our concern is this, our fikr is this. This is for what we virtually, Allah forgive us, ate too late. Our day is for this, our night is for this. Allah forgive, even sometimes our namaz is for this. As any old man, he's only got one dua. Ya Allah, koi na muhtaj ni kare. Ya Allah, don't make us dependent on anybody. My beloved brothers, everything we are planning only to the end of this world. We're seeing how much we are leaving for our children, how much we are leaving for this one. Are we set? How many properties? This will serve that, this will do that. Beloved friends and elders, Allahu Akbar. It is said on the day of Qiyamah, a person will come in front of Allah Jalla Jalalahu wa Manawanahu. Allah will ask him, oh my slave, what did you do? The slave will say, ya Allah, in looking after the needs of myself and looking after the future of my family, I didn't have much time to obey your commands. So Allah Pak will say something to this effect, oh my slave, for that you will have to get the return. Wherever the return is, we know. Then Allah will tell him something to this effect, that can I tell you something further? He say, as far as what you left for your children, even that they are deprived of. Then will come a man, my beloved brothers, whose whole life was lived only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in fulfilling the commands of Allah and in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he didn't get the opportunity, my beloved brothers, of even looking after his needs, and many times the needs of his family were not seen to. So Allah Pak will ask him, oh my slave, what you brought? So the slave will answer, oh Allah, I didn't get chance for myself nor for my family. Allah will say, it was done for me. For this my slave, Jannat is your place. Jannat aapka thikana hai. Then it will be said to him, as far as you left your children, outwardly looking stranded, outwardly looking as if they haven't got anything, don't worry, oh my slave, we've made provisions and provisions and provisions for them. Beloved friends and elders, we have to learn to look beyond this world. Degree doesn't provide, shop doesn't provide, job doesn't provide, rent doesn't provide, dollar doesn't provide, pound doesn't provide, sterling doesn't provide. La ilaha illallah, only one Allah provides. Only one Allah gives, only one Allah makes, only one Allah takes. Jobs don't do, countries can't do, governments can't do, nobody does. Wallah, from the sky to the earth, below it, above it, there is no strength, there is no power in anything except Allah. He is the creator, he is the sustainer, he is the maker, all alone, independent. My beloved brothers, Allah desires to make sick healthy. He does it by his kudrat. He desires to make healthy sick. He does it by his kudrat. Beloved friends and elders, a man's wife might deceive him, his children might deceive him, even the limbs of his body will deceive him. But we have such a Allah who will never deceive us. We have to create contact with Allah.
our dependence on Allah, our hope on Allah, our reliance on Allah. Take out the properties from our heart, take out the jobs from our heart, take out the shops from our heart, take out the wives from our heart, take out the children from our heart. Nobody can do good except if Allah desires. Nobody can do harm except if Allah desires. Nobody can give except Allah gives. Nobody can take except when Allah wants to take. My beloved brothers, everything is one Allah. We have to convince our own heart. Beloved brothers, we have to convince our own heart that Allah is with us who looked after Yunus alayhi salam in the stomach of the fish. That Allah is with us who looked after Ibrahim alayhi salam and gave him the best time of his life in the fire. That Allah is with us who looked after Ismail alayhi salam under the knife. We are nobody who's doing our own work. Nobody goes in the path of Allah because of his money. Nobody goes in the path of Allah because he's intelligent. Nobody has got a position because he's this. Nobody is a businessman because he's achieved. Believe it, beloved brothers. This is the greatest deception. Anybody who's got something and believes that I've earned it has deceived himself. Whatever we got is from Allah. And when he wants to take it, nobody can stop him. Allah is that power who can make a beggar into rich. And Allah is that power who can make rich into begging. Recently, in the... A person was sitting in the bayan. Sometimes, my beloved brothers, it is said, when we have a lot of things around us, these things begin to deceive us. So one of the alims must have said that Allah does. So the things around this person prevented him from seeing that Allah does. So immediately after that bayan, he said, this can never be. And probably he said it in his own heart or so to somebody else. It is said he was from an Arabian country, and as he was going in the desert, he had a very, very beautiful place with a swimming pool and so forth. So he decided that we'll stop the car here and I'll take a swim and then I'll carry on. He stopped the car, he jumped into the water. When he came out, Allah Ta'ala changed the shape of his face. Now his driver, who was driving his car, could not recognize that this is my boss. So the driver told him that, no, I don't know you from anywhere. I don't know you. He says, no, I'm the one you work for. He says, no, you're not the one. Nobody, his wife, no children, nobody was ready to accept that person. In 1 second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change the faith of somebody. In one country, my beloved brothers, an army general and those under him, he treated them very unfairly. It so happened he had to go to a certain place to get something of his own repaired, air conditioning or something like this. So the person told him, no, I'll do it for you free of charge, but you have to take one little parcel for me. So he took the parcel. On the way, the police, block was there or so forth. They started searching his car. He said, no, I'm an army general. He says, no, everyone's car has to be searched. So they found that in that parcel there were arms. They said that because of this, these are illegal, you have to go to jail. It is said the same people who he treated unfairly were now put on to treat him unfairly. Everything depends on Allah. There is nobody in this entire world who can say that my situation is guaranteed. There is nobody who can say my situation is guaranteed or that I'm okay. Wallah, nobody is okay. Not as far as akhirat is concerned, that we know nobody is okay. Allahu Akbar, that only depends on the mercy of Allah. But even our dunya, nobody got any guarantee.